I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel that look all right because like, very much the lighting for white people is different for black people. Need to make sure that I'm reflecting.
I didn't think that's true.
Off of these guys in a pleasant way.
We should be accommodating our guests.
Yeah, the melanin is too strong. So is this, we call wicked.
All God, right. You're so fussy.
Yeah.
You really are fussy.
Yeah, so I'm doing this for free. Come on. Let's go. Yeah,
so are we. We are doing this for free as well. Is that how you chat up guys? Is that how you, if you're going to chat up a guy, do you go, oi, you?
Yeah, obviously.
No, you don't.
I actually do.
You just shout at them and go, oi, you.
I've got man energy.
You've got mad energy or no,
man energy.
What's man energy?
Like I've got, not testosterone, because like.
Sounds like a superpower.
It is. Like, I'm very much like a dude, the way I chat to guys. And some guys find it intimidating and other guys find it refreshing, so.
Do you guys find it sexy ever? Because you feel like refreshing and intimidating.
No.
They never find it sexy.
No, I don't think they do. Like my ex-boyfriend, I literally was like, yeah, you're gonna be my boyfriend. he was like, am I? I was like, yes.
Wait, how long had you known him?
I'd met about an afternoon. Oh. I swear to God.
Wait, hang on. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have London Views on the podcast.
Hey.
Writer. Presenter,
yes,
comedian.
He memorized it all from the piece of paper
actor.
In front of him.
I know this all. It's back of my head.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, we actually have to intro the podcast,
right?
Because this is professional.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Look how well I do this. I don't even need a script or an auto cue for this. You ready?
Yeah, wicked.
Hello, everyone.
Oh,
you messed it up.
Okay, well, start again.
Here we go. Yeah, you do need a script.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives.
Oh, that was good.
You like that?
You know the people that do the adverts when they say things really fast?
Oh, yeah. All of the medical disclaimers.
Yeah, yeah. You should do that for a living.
I think I could talk pretty quickly if
I
may cause loss of limbs or...
Yeah.
If I was going to talk really quickly, I would say something like, as I walked down the street, I went down...
You've got to say what the side effects of podcast could be.
Yeah, what are the side effects? May cause... I don't really listen.
Oh,
to
wait,
this,
the tea
may cause violent diarrhea.
Yeah. Yeah. Indigestion.
May make you automatically vomit on.
Why are you American?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it would be a nice attack.
But you're also saying it so slowly.
Yeah, you got to say it fast.
May cause violent diarrhea. And
wait, I love that we've gone on to violent diarrhea soon.
Hey, why don't you intro yourself to our audience, who, by the way, are badass. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi,
audience.
Just to clear this up, Private Parts Podcast will not cause violent diarrhea.
Yeah, they won't.
As far as we know.
Or indigestion. Or loss of sight.
Don't know
or hearing
that.
And deaf. Hello, it's me, London Hughes, your fave girl from the telly. Well funny.
So it's London...
I love that. So firstly, how you get guys is you shout at them. Secondly, how you intro yourself as well funny.
Yeah, well funny. Like, hilarious. Yeah.
So is London Hughes... Is London your...
First name,
like the city. Okay, and then and you're from Croydon.
Okay, yes.
You're from Croydon.
Yeah,
okay.
Same place as Stormzy.
Ah,
claim to fame.
Yeah.
Well, same place as Stormzy.
I went to school with Stormzy's sister, and
yeah, but everyone says
no, legit.
I went to school with Stormzy's cousin.
No, you didn't, babe. You didn't, because you went private school most.
Yeah,
clubs.
Well, he went to Summerfield School for Boys.
There we go. Is that what the school's called?
Tomsy went to Eton, I think.
Yeah, Tomsy Daffo went to Eton.
Wait, okay, so hang on. So you're a comedian.
Yeah, obviously.
You're a presenter.
Obviously.
You're a writer.
Yeah.
Out of the three, which one do you put yourself first as?
Oh, I say comedian first, because I'm always funny. So if I never write anything serious. I never present anything serious.
Always,
so
it's kind always, of.
But that's writing, really. Into. So would you say you're a writer first?
No,
Francis, you freak.
Francis.
She's a comedian.
I'm a comedian first.
You have to write your jokes, right?
Yeah, but when I'm presenting, it's just, I'm naturally funny.
Oh.
Some comedians, like you meet in real life, they're so shit. Like, it's such a come down. You think
like,
that
who
they're
do you
like,
think is...
oh, who, I can't really, they're my friends, but they're shit. They know who they are.
This is the private part.
They know who they are, man.
But this is a tricky thing, right? I suppose from the very beginning. So you started, did you always know you wanted to be a comedian?
Nah, I wanted to be on TV.
You wanted to be on
more
TV?
More than anything. I used to present Babe Station in the daytime.
No, you didn't.
Swear to God.
Jamie actually was a frequent customer.
You probably were. 4 o'clock, Sky Channel 627, London
News.
Four
in the afternoon.
Yeah, Babe Station in the daytime.
Yeah, that's the one you
called. Wait, hang on. So I tell you, I had a moment with Babe Station once. I came back from a late night out, okay? It was about 7 in the morning.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, right, I'm going to go and get myself a little bit frisky and phone Babe Station. Yeah, it was
you great. Actually phone in?
Yeah, so I phoned in.
You're one of
who
them.
Who does that?
Well, no one. Who like, you know, they that? Fake a lot of them, like, to get your money.
Well, when they're doing this thing where they're waving the phone at you and go, call me.
Yeah, but then they pretend to have conversations on the phone okay, to make guys think that they're on the phone. Well, so people like you call in. No one's called in.
I fully phoned in on
this. Porn is free. Like, do you know that?
Not, this is about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, weirdly enough, my girlfriend was sleeping downstairs
great,
in the room.
So, yeah, before you woke her up, just ring.
So I thought, perfect moment to phone Babe Station. So anyway, I phoned up Babe Station and they picked up and they went, hi. And I went, oh, hi there. And they went, what are you doing? And I went, oh, I am.
Why don't you guys act it out since you're actually a professional?
No, I'm not professional. Hey, listen.
No, because
the daytime.
Oh, yeah,
no
the daytime.
No porn in the daytime.
No, but that's what
just
you
friendly
did, right?
Chat.
It was a job.
But I've watched the late night girls do
so
it.
So wait, you did the daytime one?
Yeah.
So this is my point. Okay, so let me finish my story. So I basically phoned up and I was like, oh, hi there. And she was like, what are you doing? And I was like, oh, I just came back from a night out. And she was like, oh, that's nice. And I went, what are you doing? And she went, oh, I'm just went and got my shopping. And I went, huh? and she went, yeah. And I went, oh, did that make you horny? she went, sorry, babe, this is the daytime one. We don't talk like that.
And
it, it wasn't the sexy one.
No, wait, hold on. Really?
Yeah,
it's a true story.
I swear on my entire life.
You
yeah.
are so weird.
Why is that weird?
Why would you do that? And your girlfriend's asleep. Just wake her up.
Yeah.
No, because if she woke up, she'd think I'm a freak. So obviously she was
I'd
asleep.
Rather a guy wake. I'd rather wake up to a guy trying to have sex with me than my boyfriend trying to.
Oh, I thought you meant
else.
Wake her up and get her involved in the phone.
No. wake her up for a bit of morning.
Wait,
fun.
So you wake her up and say, hey, can you just get on a three-way call?
Yeah, so I'm just on the line to Babe Station. Come on, we're conferencing.
Wait, hang on. And also, why would I wake up my girlfriend?
To have sex with her, because you're clearly horny.
Yeah, but I'm not going to wake her up and say, by the way, babe, I'm just phoning Babe Station. Just if you hear me talking, I'm just wanking upstairs.
Just don't phone Babe Station. Just wake up your girlfriend.
But what if she had like an important meeting in the morning she needed to be
I'm
up
sure
early?
I'm sure she wouldn't mind.
Okay,
I don't think any girl would like turn down being woken up by sex. I think that's hot.
Oh, no, I've been with a few girls.
Really?
It. Yeah.
Ah, sorry about that.
When you wake them up, they're not keen.
No?
But sometimes I'm not keen when I wake up in the morning. Sometimes
yeah,
I'm not.
Yeah, guys are weird. I feel like as guys get older, they like sex the least, and girls get hornier as they get older.
Is that true?
Really?
Yeah,
is that science?
I think that's science.
So you, can I ask, how old are you now?
28.
So you're talking, you're our age as well. So as you got older, you've become hornier.
No, I was horny all the way. Horny all the way. But I feel like the guys have gotten less hornier.
So when did you lose your virginity then?
Actually, I lost it quite late. I was at 18.
You were 18?
Yeah.
A loser? It's Francis.
I'm not a loser.
Francis was 24, so it's fine.
Oh, was she? I actually believe that.
And he lost it to a guy.
Doesn't count, man. You still got it.
Yeah. Still a virgin.
Still a virgin, babe. There's hope for you, you know?
Wait, so you lost it when you were 18. Was it one of those moments which was like very special? They're like roses and things
nah,
like that?
Nah, man. We're watching X Factor. And it was just like, I only lost it because my friend said I couldn't start uni a virgin.
Which X Factor?
I can't remember what series it was.
Who won it?
Oh, mate. I want to say like Leon...
Bridges.
Will Young.
No, what's that guy Leon something?
Leon.
See, that's the thing. Don't go on X Factor.
Leon.
He was called Leon.
And he won it?
Yes.
Leon.
Jackson, I want to say.
Oh, the Scottish guy.
Yeah.
You had sex to him?
No, he wasn't on the TV at the time, but it's definitely that series, I think.
Out of all the X Factor winners, Shane Ward, you chose Leon Jackson.
What do you mean I chose? I didn't choose
it. Was it the music that got you going? Or,
no,
or,
it just happened to be on because I like X Factor.
But what song was he singing?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Okay, wait, hang on. Let's set the scene. So you're at...
So no, this is the pre-scene. Okay, you've got to get the backstory.
Okay, so
like I moved, like obviously I'm from Croydon, but I moved to Brighton and it was a weird area and a weird school and I was literally the only black person in my whole school and they thought I was a gang and it was weird. But anyway,
they thought you were a whole gang, a gang of one.
It was just a gang, like it was crazy. And like,
oi, look, it's gang.
It's gang.
Run, kids, it's gang.
Yeah, that's literally like...
I think the definition of gang is that it has to be more than one person.
They thought I was a gang. It was weird. And like there was year sevens in my school that lost their virginity and I was in year 10, I hadn't lost it. So everyone called me 40-year-old virgin. So that's the backstory.
I love how you, at school you're bullied for not giving away your virginity. Exactly. Oh, fuck, I just got to lose it now.
So
anyone?
Everyone, even the teachers knew that I was a virgin. It was like a running joke.
So the teachers were... the teachers.
Like sex education, they'd be like, oh, London don't need to know about this. Hey, hey, don't worry. Don't pull it on the banana. You sit this one out. They would tease me.
Really?
They all knew.
So you like, don't worry. So you went full and you just did anal double penetration all at once. I've got rid of it all.
No, it was like, I was holding on to it. Because in Brighton, like, everyone knows everyone. So I couldn't sleep with anybody who hadn't already slept with my friends. So it was like, oh, God. Like, who do I sleep with?
There were only three men.
There was about five eligible guys. And half of them had herpes. So it was just kind of like...
Half of five?
Yeah, 2.5 of them had herpes. Yeah?
Some of them had half herpes.
Half of them had half herpes that comes a quarter of the year. Like, the rest of them had weekly herpes. So you just can't...
So you met this guy where?
I met him in a club.
Nice.
In Brighton.
That's okay. Romantic.
And we were chatting for a bit. Mm. But I was starting uni and my friends were like, you just got to lose it to him.
Yeah.
Because you can't start uni a virgin.
No. You well, why not?
They were just like, look how the year sevens treat you. These people in uni. Yeah.
Thinking, uni, you'll be banished.
You're going to just get ripped to shit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was like, all right, this guy will
but
do.
But I think generally people are nicer at university than school.
Who knew? I don't know.
Wait, hang on. So I want to hear. So then you met this guy in the club and then you started like, you kissed him, you started like dating.
Yeah. And then I was like, yeah, let's do it. Let's just, come on, mate.
Oh, so you were inspired by the Nike ad.
Yeah, exactly that. So
wait,
I was like,
so you're at his house or your house?
I was at his house.
So you're at his house, okay. Yeah. You go, come on, babe, let's watch X Factor.
No, X Factor was just casually on. Mm-hmm. You know, like Netflix and chill before Netflix was invented. Mm-hmm. So we were chilling. But then he tried to like, and I was like, yeah, let's do it.
And you didn't kill the spider.
What?
Do you know what that is? Have you? It's what happens when you're killing the spider. So it's where you know if you're in or not. So as a guy, he's with a girl, he hardly knows. He starts to do the creepy walk.
Oh, and then you hit the spider.
And you hit the spider.
Oh my God.
And that kills it. And the guy's best moment is when they get the spider up towards the, and it's not killed as they get past like
But I will tease that fucking spider, make him think he's living his best life and kill it right before he reaches the summit. That's what I'd do. So like spiders.
So wait, so you're canoodling at the thing and then you suddenly were literally like, okay, let's...
Yeah, he was like, he was just like, do you want to? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. Start uni next week. Come on.
And so you then had sex on the sofa?
Oh, on his like, it was on his bed.
He had a bed. Oh, he had a TV.
It was in his bedroom.
Oh, so you preempted.
Yeah.
You knew exactly what was going down.
Knew what I was doing.
And so are you guys still together?
No! I don't remember what he looks like. I cannot tell you.
Really?
He's just a blurry black face.
I was actually talking about this the other day, that when I used to, have you ever had this? Maybe you've had this, Francis. Or London, maybe you've had this. Whenever you've been really drunk and you've met someone on a night out and you've taken them home and you start having sex and halfway through you suddenly go, who is this person? And you suddenly go, hang on, who is this?
I mean...
And then you go, God, hello? Hello? Who is this?
I've never had that.
You've never had that?
No, because Jamie only has sex in the dark.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Whether we've established this. He cannot have sex with the lights on.
What, really? Is that a thing?
Well, it's
are you scared?
No, I just think, when was the last time you had sober sex?
It's like, I can't look at you, I'm sorry.
Sober sex?
See, sober sex, when was the last time you were completely...
Oh, last year, August. August.
So you remember it, and why do you remember it?
I was at the Edinburgh Comedy Festival. And that's where all the comedians go and sleep with each other.
Do they all sleep with each other?
Oh, everyone sleeps with everyone. It's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, it's fun. Well, we tell jokes.
Well,
obviously.
We're actually doing Edinburgh Festival. Are you? Festival, yeah.
Oh, mate, don't be single.
That France is putting himself out there for you.
No, I've got a girlfriend there, but I was thinking more for you, Jane.
No, I'm saying, like, just warn your girlfriends.
Wait,
Vegas.
But we have to go back to the start. So basically, you wanted to be on television. You wanted to do all these kind of things.
Yeah, and then, I feel like we skipped. We've gone on a massive tangent.
But then you slowly went into comedy. And I suppose that, because we have a lot of female listeners out there, was it tricky being a girl and going into comedy?
No, because I'm funny. It was
such a sexist question.
So sexist.
Jamie.
How is that
James?
Sexist?
Everyone asks you, or what's it like?
You're a chauvinist pig.
I thought this was like
glad we've established.
No, I'm being interested in the whole situation. That's the whole point of it, because I want to find out if it was difficult to be a girl.
Digging a hole.
It's not digging a hole. What do you think? Was it difficult or no?
Everyone asks me that question. It's such a shit question.
Why is that shit question?
Because it's like, what's it like being a female comedian? The same as being a male comedian.
No, I'm not saying that, and I'm not saying it was hard. What I'm sort of suggesting is that surely going in there, people would then
be prejudiced, like you.
Do you know what it is?
No, I'm not being prejudiced.
Yeah, like you.
No, I'm not.
So when you see a female comedian on stage, do you think, oh yeah, she's going to be funny? Or do you think
that
person's wearing a skirt?
No,
Jamie goes, oh, she's funny for a girl.
In it? That's what you do, you little shit.
I can't remember being attacked for this like simple question.
You asked the question.
You should. It's 2018, can't do them things anymore.
Holy shit, this podcast has just been turned on me.
Hashtag me too.
No, okay, fine. Well then, I know, I find a lot of...
No, I've got to answer it. It's all right. No, seriously, honestly... I genuinely believe that I'm so funny that I'm like, I compare myself to guys anyway. So growing up, like in comedy, I didn't really see many female comedians.
Well, that's me, because there weren't that many female comedians.
They
right?
were, but it's just, we were never on the same lineup. You never have like two
but
girls on the lineup.
Why is that? Why is that?
Because people like you, Jamie, because people like you believe that women are so different to men in comedy. People like you.
I have three sisters and a mum, and I...
Oh, that's like saying I have black friends. What's wrong with you?
No, I don't have any of those.
I didn't think so. I want to put it out there. Am I your first? Is this the first time you've spoken to a black person in 2018?
Yes, you're my first black friend.
How's that feel, man?
Feels awesome.
How's it feel? Because I know you ain't spoken to a black person this year.
I lived in West Africa for five years.
That's completely different.
But you still didn't speak to them.
Didn't speak to them. They were still beneath you.
Yeah, I just kept to myself. No.
Just colonised them, that's all. He went over there. Colonize new parts. No, I'm teasing.
But this is. I think that's my point more, that you were a black female going into comedy when there's not that many, you know, black female comedians out there.
No.
So was that tricky?
Well, I always looked at American comics. So like my stand-up style and the way I carry myself on stage is very like Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle. I grew up on that.
Yeah.
And so coming over here, all I knew was Lee Evans. So I thought, well...
I got to sweat a lot.
Literally, like, all I've got to do is
try
and make trumpet noises with my mouth. Like, I didn't think that, like, I could even be a female comedian.
Make your best trumpet noise.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, that was...
What was that?
Oh, all right. Okay, white man. Look at this. Showing off.
We should make it.
Okay. You're actually really good at that.
Okay, hold on. Can you
play the trumpet?
Can you sing?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so we're gonna make it. So Francis, you're gonna be on trumpet. I'm gonna be on cymbals.
Cymbals.
Yeah.
Do a cymbal noise.
No, that's a snare.
That's not. Yeah.
Oh,
cymbals.
Shut up. It's okay.
Clash.
I'm going to be on a snare with a little bit of drum in it, and then you're going to...
I'm doing jazz, I like jazz.
Okay. And then you're going to say, so I'll start, no.
No, you ruined, you ruined it. We're doing it.
What instrument was that? That was an extra trumpet.
You went like this with your... You did a bashing thing. You thought you were playing a triangle.
Yeah, I feel like you were.
You were playing the electric drum set, but set to trumpet. That was it.
Yeah, that's what you did.
Okay, anyway, we're talking. So I want to know, London, so you would then go into your stand-up and all these kind of things, and your big heroes were like Chris Rock, Dave Chappelle, all these kind of guys.
Yeah.
And so then you went on stage. What was your kind of inspiration behind your comedy?
My ex-boyfriend. All he did at the time was play this game.
Leon Jackson.
It wasn't Leon Jackson. I can't even remember. What was his name? Begins with E. Anyway.
Elliot.
I'm going to say Elliot.
Emerald.
Emerald might be nicer. Let's say Emerald.
Ernest.
Eric.
Eric, maybe a thing.
Ernesto.
Oh, mate. What was his name? I can't remember his name.
Ewan.
Let's call him Ewan. I feel like there's not enough Ewan love out there.
Clever, because it's a silent E.
Yeah. Ewan. So my ex-boyfriend, Ewan, he was... like into pro evolution soccer. Remember that game?
Love that game.
So I literally hated the fact that he played it more than he paid attention to me.
And you didn't like how he played that and not played you.
You know what I mean?
I get
was
it.
Was he so professional at it?
He was a professional at it, really? Which was really sad. And he
at sex or pro evo?
At pro evo, not sex. And he was like, I'd always just cuss him about it and just like tell him off, but he'd laugh.
What, did he make money being a pro?
No, he just played it like he was a professional.
Oh, right, so he wasn't actually a professional.
No, back then you didn't really have professional pro evo players.
So hang on, so then you were with this guy, and so this is where all your kind of inspiration came
from. Yeah, so I would like literally be like telling him off and he'd be laughing and he'd be like, you know what, you're so funny, yeah? Hey, listen. You should do comedy, you know. That's how he used to speak.
Francis, try and talk like London's ex-boyfriend. Go on.
You know, you're so funny, yeah. No, you should do comedy, yeah.
That must be quite good. He has met a black person.
I go, stop it, yeah. You should do some stand-up comedy.
Oh, you're so funny. They laugh in slow motion.
So this is where your inspiration came
from. Yeah, and basically I was working at TGI Fridays, studying television.
Jamie's favourite restaurant.
One of them, yeah.
Don't, it shouldn't be, I'll tell you the secrets after. And I was studying. I
can't wait for this.
Television studies and trying to like be on TV, presenting Base Station in the daytime, auditioning for Big Brother
God,
like five
you're busy.
Times. Yeah, I was very busy. And then I just thought, you know what, let me try doing stand-up, not... because I thought it'd get me on
you're
TV.
You're not busy enough.
Well, I just wanted to try it. Yeah. I'm a go-getter, Francis.
Yeah, good, good.
So I did it, and I invited these comedians that I found on via Facebook, because Facebook had just been invented.
Love Facebook.
So I went to a comedy show, got the comedians, added them on Facebook, and invited them to come to my uni and watch me do stand-up, and they came.
And what you put on your own comedy?
Well, it was Kingston Uni, so they had a Kingston's Got Talent show, and I can dance. Don't know if you could tell. And they were like... London, you should dance. And I was like, no, I'm going to do stand-up. And they were like, no, you should dance.
Oh my God, I love that.
And I was like, nah. I'll do a dance at the beginning. So I did a dance in the first half. The second half, I came on and did stand-up. And I invited the comedians and they were there and I killed it to pieces.
Really?
And they were like laughing and things
they
like
were,
that.
They literally grabbed me around the neck and was like, you're going to be so big. And I was just like, yeah, sure. You just want to have sex with me. And they were like, no, you're going to be a thing. And then they invited me to their comedy night to perform. And I did. And I killed it. And they offered me a job there hosting in Soho. So I went from like
that's unreal,
performing
right?
comedy for the
what,
first time.
So your third gig, you were
hosting a comedy night.
Because
in Soho,
I feel like you don't have that kind of thing, which a lot of comedians, a lot of people have, is that not self-confidence. You're not lacking self-confidence. As in you just would go out there and just do anything. You don't
do
care.
It. Yeah, I don't care.
And that's the hardest thing. I suppose when people go on stage, the thing that they get really scared of is like, oh, am I going to look like an idiot? Am I going to fail? And if you don't have that, then you can kill it, right?
That's the thing. You have to just love yourself so much that you don't get embarrassed. Don't give a shit. And the thing is, some of my favourite people that are really funny, in real life, they can't be funny. They have to put on the funny suit, go on stage and be funny, take off the suit and be normal.
Your normal suit is my funny suit.
Yeah. It's me the whole way
so
through.
So then when you go on stage, you're not funny?
No, I'm hilarious.
Oh, you drag your suit
I
on.
Feel like I'm actually funny off stage though, you know?
Yeah, when you're just like reactive,
yeah, just like
right.
normal in the moment funny, whereas I'm prepared funny on stage. You've got to pre-write the jokes.
Yeah, but then you have that problem which sometimes, do you not get that issue where sometimes you feel like you have to be funny on all occasions? If you're not not being like your fun, hectic, lively self. People are like, London, what's wrong?
Yeah. Why? And that's just normal, even if I wasn't a comedian though.
But that's hard,
I have that
right?
energy where I can like kill a room if I want to. Like if I'm in a bad mood, everyone around me is in a bad mood.
Really? Yeah, but do you get those things?
It's a lot of responsibility when you have all that power. It's crazy.
But I get that sometimes when you're being so hype, and then if you have like a drop moment, you're a bit like, oh god, everyone notices it. Mm-hmm. And then also when I drop because of tiredness and things like, and tiredness probably the same as you, when you're tired, your energy
goes. I crash like a baby. Like I could be same. Like, yeah, oh god. Yeah. Especially if I'm on set filming something, like they look at me and the director's like, she needs sweets. They always have to give me my sweets because crash.
So also, hang on, so you then, what jobs have you had? So you worked at TGI Fridays.
Right, so before I was famous, and I'm saying famous because that is a fact that
all
I am.
Right.
Before I was a celebrity, I used to work in Foot Locker, Primark, TGI Fridays, and a breast cancer research, like, phone cold calling thing.
Oh, right.
Cancer insurance.
I love you don't even know what it is. I was like working on
what you were raising money for.
No, them. I was ringing people that may or may not have had breast cancer and asked them if they want to have insurance so that if they get it, they'll be sorted. Oh. But I think it was a scam.
That sounds like a
scam. I'm not going to lie.
So you worked in a boiler room.
Yeah, literally. Like, it was like a sweatshop.
So what did you have to say? You had to fill
up. The list of people.
So here
like,
we go.
Hello.
So ring, ring.
Hello. Can I speak to the house owner, please?
Hi, this is he, this is Fred.
Hi, Fred. So just wanted to know, my name's London and I'm calling on behalf of whatever the company is.
Oh, hi, London.
And
I hope you didn't introduce it.
I wanted to know, have you or any of your friends or family suffered from cancer in the past 5 years?
My wife hasn't, no, not yet.
Not yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, can you see into our future?
Well, no, I'm just saying, hopefully not yet.
Is she going to soon?
Oh, I hope not.
Okay. Well, you're eligible for a free plan for the month.
For a plan for the month?
Yeah. And after the month, it's $12.99. But for the first month, it's free. And that, and that protects you from, if you die, like from the cancer, or your wife dies, or if your friends die, then you can get money in that.
So you used to sell this to people?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
And what, did they ever actually get...
No, I got told to fuck off. I got told, someone got the sack because they said the word lump sum. And like this woman had a breast cancer lump and she went crazy.
Oh, so there were like trigger words that you couldn't
yeah,
say.
Yeah, you couldn't say lump sum.
You couldn't say lump sum. No. So wait, then you worked there, then you went and worked in TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
What was TGI Fridays like?
TGI Fridays was wicked because I'm such a people person and I learned how to make balloon animals.
Did you have all of your...
All of my badges and
what
that.
What do they call them?
I can't even remember.
The flair.
Yeah, but that's for the bartenders.
Oh,
so
right.
they get the flair one.
Oh no, but all this, what do they call those, all those things?
I don't even know.
Badges, Francis, what are you talking about?
There's a word for it.
Is there
like
a word
in with the Jennifer Aniston movie where she has all of those badges.
You're thinking of like a Boy Scout or a Girl Scout.
You're very niche, I've learned.
That's
so you worked in TGI Fridays, and what was it like? Was it interesting or no?
It was good, it was fun, but like the food was like the highlight.
Because you could eat whenever you wanted to.
Whenever I want. And
but
then,
would you advise eating that food?
Now I know better, I know. But back then, it was my favourite place to eat.
Because I watched you on Celebs Go Dating.
Did ya?
Yeah.
I like to eat food.
And you were eating a lot of food.
I was.
On it.
You know how like I'm like massive in like the food world now? Like I'm what, like, people... I'm going to be like the Black Mary Berry.
Really?
What does
the
just old and black?
The Blackberry. I'm going to be the Blackberry. Could be the Blackberry, guys.
They still sell those.
Yeah. Could be the Blackberry. Killing
actually,
it.
Actually, the Blackberry is so nice. That little ball in the middle that you used to play with.
No, I love
that. Yeah, oh, I love that my ball.
And my ball was one that lighted up different colours.
Yeah, I had a light up ball. Yeah.
So wait, so why did you decide? Because I suppose the tricky thing is that when you go and do something like Celebs Go Dating, there's a lot of pressure. You're a comedian. You're put out there.
Yeah.
You have to, in a sense, you feel that you have to be funny because you're on stage, all these kind of things. So it's a huge risk.
Mm.
And why did you decide to take the risk?
Because they were paying me to date white guys. So I thought, why the hell?
Are you not interested in white guys normally? Or?
No, I do. I don't discriminate. I get with anyone. I'm not like...
Anyone?
No, not anyone. But I date all races.
Jamie? What about Jamie?
I think he's a bit short.
Stand up. I'm not that short.
How tall are you?
6'2".
Wait.
In your personality.
Oh, yeah.
My personality is
7.
You are about 6'2 with the insoles you wear.
What, these guys?
Yeah,
these ones. London, check it out.
Let me see.
Yeah, those.
Why have you got that?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Smell that. I dare you to smell it. Go on, smell it. Have a smell of that.
It seeps in. At first, I was like, there's nothing there. Then it tickled my nose hair.
Yeah, just like me.
I could feel it in my eyes.
Wait, have you ever then slept with a white guy?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
And what is this? I want to hear these
things. Loads of white guys.
Okay.
I think I slept with more
loads of them.
I think I slept with more white guys than black guys now. It used to be more black guys before, but I think it's evened out now.
What do you think spurred that on?
Your career in comedy, maybe? All the comedian dick that's around me now. No, that's not the feeling. No, what is the real reason? I guess I used to date black guys. I was just only attracted to black guys. But over time, like, white guys you guys have gotten better, I think.
Well, at sex or just chat?
Just better human beings, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because there's a wave now with black girls.
We're getting more swag.
Yeah, you're getting more swag. Black girls dating white guys is like a thing now. Whereas before, it'd be like, I ain't dating no white guy, please. Now it's like, actually, he treats me nicely. and he goes down on me whenever I ask him to, so it's all right.
Like, that's because we're all so polite. Oh, okay,
sure.
Okay,
sure. Yeah,
and
sure.
Then as we go down, we go, what the fuck are we doing down here?
My first white boyfriend, he couldn't have sex with me for about a month because he was too scared, because he obviously knew that black guys' willies were bigger and he thought he had a small willy. And thought he wouldn't be able to please me.
But is this true? Okay, it'd be honest.
All right, this is a fact, yeah?
So do black guys have bigger penis than white guys?
Do you know what it is? Black guys have showers, so they have instant showers, whereas white guys have growers, not showers. So you'll look at a white guy willy, go, what is that? But then it will morph into something beautiful. Whereas black guy willies, they are like that, and that's pretty much how they stay. And that's what I've realised.
But also,
that's quite interesting.
Yeah, so that's why it looks like black guys' willies are bigger, because their casual willy is bigger than your casual willy.
So that's science. So this is from a sample size of...
Yeah, I've done. I have died. I want to say about 50 to 55,000 men out of all of the guys I've slept with. This is the research that, white guys are growers, not showers. I've never met a black guy grower, not a shower.
Because I'm definitely a grower.
Well, there it is. There it is.
No, because I'm definitely a grower.
Yeah, I think I'm a grower.
But also, for some reason, I get stages in like the year. I think my penis goes...
Depends.
My penis is seasonal. So towards the winter.
Yeah, that is a thing. Because in winter, does it get really small and shriveling?
Right now, it's like I got his armor on, ready to fight. I mean, ready to go.
I couldn't sleep with white guys during the winter periods because of that reason.
And then in summer, you're like,
it's blossoming.
Yeah, but I still... Okay, this is another thing. And I said, this is our private part, so we like to talk about it. Does size really matter?
Nah, it really doesn't.
It doesn't, does
no,
it?
Well, it depends. Surely there is a point where...
Surely there is a point where it does matter. Do you know what? If you've got, like, rhythm and you're good and...
France is your fuck, then.
In it. You look unrhythmic, if that's a thing.
You think I look unrhythmic?
Yeah.
Wait, what about McKay? Okay, you have to be completely honest right now. Okay. And you have to say whether what we would be like in bed, and we have to rate us out of 10,
right,
starting from me, then Francis. What do you think I'd be like in bed? And you have to rate me out of 10.
I reckon you'd be very quick, very excitable. I reckon you go down on me for ages. I reckon you're a pleaser.
All right.
Very quick, though. I think you're quick.
What do you mean quick?
I don't think you'd last long.
Well, because as I'm going down here, I'm just wanking on these as soon as I put it in.
Pretty much.
Probably spot on, actually.
Yeah, I think you're...
Do you know what it was? Yeah. I once had sex with a friend of mine who...
What was his name? Which friend?
Derek.
Which one?
We had sex, and she then said to everyone afterwards, it was like having sex with a Jack Russell.
See, exactly that. That's exactly my vibe. Fast.
Yeah, but London, don't worry, I slowed down now.
I'm so happy for you. That's great.
So, and you'd rate me out of 10 what?
6.
What? 6?
Maybe 6.5 if you went down on me well. But I reckon you just will be all like tongue and mouth, but no substance.
What substance do you need?
So sometimes they lick it, pecker at it with their tongue, and it's all lips, but there's no actual substance.
Yeah, like a suction.
Of course there's a suction.
Oh, yeah, of course there is. Yeah, obviously.
There's a suction. It's a movement. It can't be taught.
Rhythm,
you have
Francis.
To just know it. Well,
and what about Francis?
Francis, I think you're more of a lazy lover. I think you're very much a lie there. Let the girl do everything for you. I think you'll fall asleep before the girl will.
What do you think about me? I think
you're quite slow with it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it can be sensual, but...
London, I once had... This is... And we're coming to the end of the part, and we started doing.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Firstly, what happened was she was on top and I was feeling like this like water dropping me. And I was like, what the hell is that? And she's rubbing my face.
She's crying.
No. No, she wasn't crying.
Hashtag me too.
No, she was like, all this stuff came. I was like, what the hell is that? And we turned on the light and she was having a nosebleed all over
my face.
So I was like, that's a bit weird. She went, oh, sorry. And so we then started, we changed positions. Obviously, we continued.
Did that turn you on? Or?
He like, loves the blood.
Blood all over my face, like everywhere. Anyway, we then looked like
some
Braveheart.
Some people are into that. Yeah.
I literally looked like Braveheart.
Yeah.
I was
just, did you?
Getting into battle. Anyway, she turned over and we then started doing doggy. And she got out her laptop. She got out her laptop and she went, I think I told
started
you this story
the chase.
She got this social, I swear on my entire life, swear on everything. She got out her laptop and it was in those days when, you know, a lot of people I knew would do drugs. So I thought, oh, she's probably just doing drugs off the laptop.
A lot of people you knew.
Oh, yeah. So many of my friends were doing the drugs. Yeah. And
not
it
me.
It was a foreign concept to me. I have no idea what the drugs were.
Oh, she must be doing
those
drugs that people do.
At times in their lives.
Anyway, she then did, we're doing dog and I was watching her with this like Braveheart face all over. I was watching, I was like, what the hell is he on? She opened up her laptop and I was like, surely not. She started watching Michael McIntyre.
No, she didn't.
I swear on everything.
While you were behind her?
Yeah.
Covered in blood.
That is ridiculous.
She is a psycho, that girl.
Please tell me you stopped out of respect for Michael McIntyre. Or did you carry on?
Yeah, I carried on.
Oh my God.
Yeah, laughing all the way.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Ew.
London, what we'd like to do is something called the question of the week. So Francis asks us a question and we have to guess it. And in part two, we say the answer.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
What is the question of the week?
The Navajo Indian tribe.
Oh, like this.
Oh, because he lived in Africa. He's trying to prove to me he's got black.
Yeah, he's trying to.
Navajo or Native Americans?
I don't know.
Come
on, sorry.
Look how annoyed he is.
Sorry, guys. They're Native Americans. I'm so sorry on behalf of all the Navajo Indians. Continue. Yeah.
When a baby first laughed, what do they do? What do they do?
The
Navajo Indians.
When a baby first laughs in the Navajo Indian tribe, what do they do?
Laugh with it.
No, what do they do?
Laugh with it.
That's your answer?
Yeah, they laugh as well.
I think it's they have a party.
No, okay, what do I think they actually do? I generally think the baby laughs.
I think they have a wicked party.
I think they then sacrifice something.
Oh, God. Maybe to show them that. No.
Is that wrong?
I reckon it's have a party.
Have a party? Yeah.
Sacrifice something.
All right, well, we will find out.
It's
in
like countdown.
Two.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you so much for listening to part one. Do not go anywhere because in part two, we still have the beautiful, the wonderful, the glorious London Hughes. We've got Francis and we're going to have the answer to the question of the week and a little prank call.
Oh, yeah.
You ready for it?
I'm so ready.
Say something cool.
I'm cool.
See you in part
That's
two.
That's not cool.
See you in part two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.